milk powder company Bellamy's has become the latest Tasmanian company to list on the stock exchange. Bellamy's started as a small family company in Launceston a decade ago. Today's listing is part of a major expansion. To see how the listing went, let's talk to stock analyst Bede Donnelly from Bell Potter. G'day, Bede.
Good morning.
Well, was it a successful launch on the ASX?
Oh, look, you'd have to say it's very successful, and the shareholders will be very, very pleased this morning. The stock opened at $1.31 at 11 o'clock and climbed to a high of $1.34. It's settled down at the minute. We're trading at $1.29 a share. So that's a 29% return for the new shareholders and a lot more for the earlier investors in the company.
You'd say that's pretty successful, wouldn't you?
I'd be very happy if it was me, yes. Yeah.
Not too many Tasmanian companies listed on the ASX at the moment, either.
No, there's not a lot. The last float was MyState, which a lot of people would still be holding shares in. And outside of that, it's really been a commodity resource-driven listings on the ASX market. And Bellamy's is obviously part of that, but also, also value-add product and, distributing into the retail market.
Bede, what on paper, what is Bellamy's value?
Current trading, it's prior to listing, and it was fully subscribed, so it was valued at $95 million, and currently at the current share price of $129 a share, its market capitalization is $122,550,506.
That's well above expectations, I'd imagine, from the company.
Yeah. Yes, very, and it's really been a tremendous success story in terms of revenue. So back in 2007, revenue was $3 million. And it soared to $29.5 million in 2013. So, it's really now based on getting into those new markets and capitalising on the existing markets. And, the company's got some pretty decent forecasts and they're hoping to, increase revenue and increase sales through to the next couple of years.
I suppose the big news for the company today was the fact that they've gained access or regained access to the lucrative Chinese market.
Yeah, regaining access to that market is obviously very, very important for this company, and it's immense, the further distribution of their products into China. And, of course, already you've got markets in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam and New Zealand. And we heard the CEO saying there earlier that they're looking at getting into the Philippine market as well. So, very much looking after that. What we talk about in, my work is the Asian food bowl. So, this is a company that's very much going to be front and centre of that in a very good product.
Must feel confident for dairy farmers as well who supply the company.
Yep, look, this would be very good. And the hard thing is for the companies to source that organic produce. So, I'm sure there'll be a lot of dairy farmers looking at this company, working out ways how they can get the accreditation to supply the produce. That will definitely help Bellamy's increase their markets as well and take that risk away from them.
And Bede, anything to do with dairy appears to be a strong investment if the takeover of Warrnambool Cheese and Butter is any indication earlier in the year.
Yeah, well, you saw in the Financial Review this week that there's a new float, the Australian Dairy Farmers Association, and they're looking at capitalising on this and consolidating, which is a very fragmented dairy market. So it's been quite successful in New Zealand, and I guess this company is looking at raising some money to do the same sort of thing here, and that's acquiring a number of farms and making them a little bit more efficient. But, of course, you've got the commodity price of milk, which it goes up and down like any other commodity. So it's not the easiest market to be a part of, but it's one that, in Tasmania, we're very familiar with, and also those in Victoria.
And finally, is Bellamy's a matter of when it comes to a possible takeover bid now that it's gone public?
Well, that's if you look at the history of the company, it was, a farmer company, and it had a lot of family investors and, I guess, mums and dad investors, and then it went to be acquired by the Tasmanian Pure Foods Limited Group. And now it's gone public, so the next step is, I'm sure there'll be a lot of, entities looking at it now and looking at its books, looking at its financials, looking at its growth story, and be very, very interested into it as a bolt-on acquisition for a number of groups.
Good on you, Bede. Thanks for your time.
Likewise. Have a good day.
You too. Bede Donnelly, a stock analyst with Bell Potter, talking about the launch on the ASX today of Bellamy's Australia. Very successful launch.